We all love to pretend. You know, I guess from childhood, we all love to pretend. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she definitely spends a lot of her time pretending with her friends. I also think adults pretend as well, so I guess the theme, Let's Pretend, of October 2013, Day 5, Let's Pretend, is something we can all relate to. Now, just by way of a little introduction, I had a great idea about how I might approach this issue of Let's Pretend through the medium of music. But I've got no music to play you, so if you have your interest is purely in music rather than the human voice per se, then skip the rest of this audio boo. But I'm going to go through the questions which have been suggested as a way of exploring the theme of Let's Pretend. The first one is about karaoke. What song would I sing on karaoke? Old Man River. Yeah, Old Man River. That would be my song. Who would I sing it in a duet with? No question, Paul Robeson himself. So me and Paul Robeson would definitely do karaoke very well together. Or even if we weren't doing karaoke, we'd do a duet. Now, what's the worst song that I could sing in karaoke? Well, there's no doubt about it. It's a song or it's a piece of music known as the aria, the Queen of the Night, in one of Mozart's operas. And it would be this version of it sung by Florence Foster Jenkins in, I think, the 1930s in Carnegie Hall in New York. And look it up if you want to see. It is absolutely the worst version of a piece of operatic singing, and it's so bad that it becomes brilliant. If I could become the lead singer for a famous band, which one would it be? Well, I had to make a choice between the Beach Boys, the Beatles, or the Four Tops. They were the ones that came into my mind. Would I be the lead singer for the Beach Boys? Would I be the lead singer for the Beatles? I guess, actually, I probably came down in favour of being the lead singer for the Four Tops. That's actually, since I truly can't tell you who the existing lead singer in the Four Tops, or who the lead singer in the Four Tops was, and I remember them singing together rather than having, let's say, a lead singer like Smokey Robinson was with the Miracles. We'll rush over that one. And what song, to the next one, what song could I have co-written? Well, here I have a real issue because Jimmy Webb is, in my view, one of the greatest songwriters of all time. In my lifetime, Jimmy Webb wrote the best book on songwriting that I know some of. So going through my mind was MacArthur Park by Jimmy Webb. Would I have liked to co-write that one? But I came down in the end in favour of Madame George by Van Morrison. That would be the song I'd love to have co-written. If I could delete a song from history, one song from history. Well, okay, it is She Moves Through the Fair. Yeah, you may know this song for all I know. It's an old Irish song. My wife sings it brilliantly. But if I could delete it from history, then she could sing it afresh and she would be the first person to sing that song. It would be gone out of history. She would introduce it into history. And it's her version of it. And it's fabulous. Lastly. The band I'd put together, who'd be in it, and what music would we play? Well, I go for a barbershop quartet made up of Mick Jagger, Dusty Springfield, Bob Dylan, and Diana Ross. There may later be a musical version of this audio boo, or there may not. So, thank you very much. That is a Day 5 contribution. Let's pretend to the October Music Festival, with special thanks to Sassy Cat for coming up with a wonderful theme. Thank you very much. Bye.